Welcome to Electric Lawn Talk. Each week, the electric lawn care professionals get together to talk about the electric lawn and landscape business and have some fun along the way. Whether you are in the business, thinking of getting started, or just want to hear the tips, tricks, struggles, and victories of the move to electric, you are in the right place. Let's get started.
Hey, Electric Lawn Talk Nation, long time no see. It's Sean with Luminary Lawns. What's up? What's good with you? You've probably been wondering where we've been. In fact, I know you have. Many thanks to all of you that have reached out looking for the next episode, asking where we've been, doing wellness checks. We're all alive and well, I promise you that. There's no breakup or falling out. We've just been busy. We kicked off this pod venture in the slow season, and each of us spent several months telling you all the ways we were planning to market our businesses for the upcoming season. Well, I hope you followed our advice because apparently it works. Almost unanimously, each one of us on this pod have experienced an explosion of growth this spring, the degree of which we were undoubtedly unprepared for. Good problems to have. Well, we'll get the whole band back together soon enough, but for this episode, you're stuck with me. There was a topic that came up in our Discord channel recently, and boy, oh boy, did it touch a few nerves. So I thought it would be fun to hop on and talk about it for a few minutes. The topic? Why did we each choose to go electric? I have my reasons and just kind of assumed everyone else's within a degree or two were roughly the same. Wow, was I off base on that one. Hopefully soon we'll get everyone back together on here and debate our differing views, or maybe this will inspire some of my co-hosts to pop on and record something similar to this. But for now, I'll just tell you my story about why I choose electric. Before I jump into it, I just want to say I hope you enjoy the one-off format, and I'd love it if you leave a comment letting us all know why you choose electric, or even what's holding you back from making the switch if you haven't done so yet. And with that, here's my story about why I choose electric. Some might say the purpose of a business is to satisfy the needs and wants of your customers in exchange for money with the intent of making a profit. Well, if that's all I was in it for, I'd have stayed in beer sales where I was before I started this company. It paid twice as much as I'm making now, and instead of hard labor in the heat or the pouring rain, I got to drink in a bar all day. It was a pretty good gig. Now, I'm not here to tell anyone else how to run their company. I hope you're conscious of the impact your company makes on the world as much as you are on the impact it makes on your bank account. But that's a personal decision, and you have to make it for yourself. I can't change your mind for you, and I certainly won't try to force you. All I can do is share the reasonings behind my decisions, the factors that led me to the choices I've made, and hope you choose a path that makes a positive impact on the world around you as well. For me, it all started with COVID. My wife is a nurse, and at the time, as I mentioned, I was selling beer for a living. Yet, the government was telling us we were equally essential. That didn't sit well with me. I wasn't doing anything important. She was literally saving lives. That's essential. I was just giving people an occasional buzz. I wanted to do something that mattered. And I started Luminary Lawns to do just that, to do something that mattered and to do my part to make a difference in the world. Our company mission is to create a net positive impact on the planet in our pursuit of beautiful, healthy lawns, in that order. Everything we do as a company, every project we take on, is done with that objective in mind, to create a net positive impact on the planet in our pursuit of beautiful, healthy lawns. Have we achieved our mission yet? No. But are we working towards it every single day? You bet your ass we are. There are many ways in which we strive towards that goal on a daily basis. But for us, one of the most obvious decisions we can make is to use all electric equipment in the field. And we are unwavering in that commitment. Why? No fumes in the air we breathe. No spillage in the water we drink or the soil that grows the food we eat. Less noise and vibrations means less disturbance to the animals around us. Is it perfect? No. No. Not yet. Lithium mining is disgusting. The carbon footprint of our equipment manufacturer's supply chain is outrageous. And battery recycling programs are in their infancy. But Is it better than the gas alternatives? 1,000 times yes. Yes now, and it will be even more so in the future. And I will debate anyone that wants to come on the show with a counterview to that. And that is why Luminary Lawns has rejected gas equipment in the field from day one. Even when it's hard, even when it flat out sucks, even when those godforsaken ego batteries won't stop red ringing, we push through and find a way to make it work. We're Luminary Lawns, and we use all electric equipment powered by the sun. We're cleaner, quieter, and safer. And we're making a positive impact on the planet, one lawn at a time. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to Electric Lawn Talk. Don't miss the next episode. Be sure to subscribe, and while you're at it, help spread the word by leaving a rating and review.